you can't go on the trip if we take some back. Look at all these Haribos. Look at these Anchor Club Haribos. It's sure nice to see. Some of you wore your Anchor Club Haribos and got some Anchor Club shirts tonight, so that's awesome. Well, anybody have a favorite song? If not, I'm going to pick one more. Let's go to Proverbs 17. It's in the Bible. Proverbs 17. And if you can find a Bible, we're going to go there. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. All right. Proverbs 17, 22. And it's a merry heart. All right. Most of you young people know it, even if you don't have a Bible. A merry heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, good like a medicine, a merry heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, a merry heart doeth good. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, good like a medicine, a merry heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, a merry heart doeth good. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. A broken spirit drieth the bones. But a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, good like a medicine, a merry heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, a merry heart doeth good. I like that song. I like that Bible verse. You know, Reader's Digest used to have laughter is the best medicine, but actually they got it from the Bible. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And it's just a fact. If you have a good spirit about you, it will help you. But a broken spirit will dry up the bones, and that's unhealthy. Okay, so I want to remind you about the trip tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And I got some more parents walking in, so I want to remind you, 11 o'clock. We're leaving tomorrow at 11, so I'll try to catch up with you and make sure you know about that. And then also, I just got our Vacation Bible School flyers in the mail, and I'm going to be giving these out tonight. You guys can be grabbing as many as you want to take to give to friends. But Vacation Bible School is still going to happen this year. It's not going to happen the first week of June like it usually does. It's going to happen in the middle of June, June 15, Monday the 15th. And part of the reason why that is because Brother Bill is stuck in South Africa right now. And we're praying that he'll get home. And if he doesn't get home, we're still going to have Vacation Bible School, but it's not going to be quite the same without Brother Bill. So we're praying for Brother Bill to get here so it will be like it usually is. And so pray with us about that. But either way, we are going to have it. And so it'll start in the middle of June. And so here's the brand new flyers. And there's also something for the older people, the teenagers at night as well. And I want to remind you of that before I forget. Well, we're going to get started. And we have some awards up here to give out tonight. We have some chocolate up here to give out tonight. We have some other candy up here to give out. We have some CDs up here. We have some shirts over there. And Jada asked me not to say who painted this. She said, Pastor, do not tell them who painted this. So I promised Jada I would not tell who painted this, all right? But someone did a very nice job with a very nice canvas painting this Anchor Club painting. And it's really neat because we have Anchor Club and we have Noah's Friends. And so we have Noah with the rainbow, you know, Noah, the ark and the rainbow. And then we have the anchor and it says, Jesus is the anchor of my soul. And so whoever that was, they did a really nice job. And so I just wanted to say how much I appreciate that painting this year. And but I promised Jada I wouldn't tell anybody who it was that did that. All right. Well, let's go ahead and stand. We're going to say our pledges. All right. So let's stand and we'll stand at attention. First of all, the American flag. All right. Probably everybody will know this one. But here we go. Everyone quiet, respectful, stand at attention, rows. Put your hand over your heart. Ready? Salute. Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now the Christian flag. Ready? Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. And then the Bible. Ready? Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. Thank you. You may be seated. We're going to pray and then we're going to get started tonight. And so let's pray first and then I'll ask everyone to come on up, all the clubbers to come on up here. So let's pray first and then we'll get started. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for all the young people that are here tonight, the moms and dads and the grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts. We thank you for our blessings. Thank you for allowing us to be here together tonight. And even for the rain to stop for us to get in here dry. And I pray that you'd help us to be safe as we travel tomorrow on the trip. And that you bless all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want all of the Anchor Clubbers to line up. And then all of the Noah's Friends to line up. Line up facing out like you normally do when we sing. Okay. And we're going to start with our regular Noah song and our Anchor song. And these guys, I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something important, so they're getting that done. So then we're going to do our Noah song and our Anchor song, and then after that, we'll sing our I Believe song. And then we'll go on to some other songs that we'll put on the screen. All right, are we ready? Maybe. Okay, here we go. Noah was a Bible man. He built an ark to save the land. He found grace in God's eyes. He obeyed, for he was wise. Noah found grace. Noah found grace. Noah found grace. Yes, I can find it too. All right, now Jesus. Jesus is my soul's anchor. My hope in Him is safe and sure. When the storms come strong and swift, He holds me tight so I don't drift. He is my hope. He is my hope. He is my hope. The anchor of my soul. All right, let's sing our I Believe song. I believe there's only one God, and He's the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Spirit. Almighty God is He. I believe that He's Creator. By Him were all things made. He knows all and He's holy. Forever He's the same. But you and I are sinners, so God sent His only Son to be born of a virgin. He's God and man in one. I believe for my salvation, Christ suffered and He died. He rose again the third day, and He lives in heaven on high. Amen. Well, we just sang a lot of good doctrine that comes out of the Bible. And we started out, I believe there's only one God, and yet He's a Trinity. And I believe that He's Creator. By Him were all things made. And then He is God. He is holy. And that His Son was born as a virgin, from a virgin. And His Son died on a cross to pay for our sin. And so we have in our pictures, we have a black heart representing the dirt of sin. We have a red heart representing the blood of Jesus. And we have a white heart representing being clean and forgiven from our sin. And so Jesus Christ is our salvation. He is our hope. That's why it's called Anchor Club, because He is our anchor. And so we believe that. That's our theme song, I Believe. All right. Are you okay? Is this too much for you? Is she nervous? Nicole, just don't think about it. Just close your eyes. Nicole, look at Josh back there. He's so handsome. I got to tell you a story about Nicole. All right. Let me tell you a true story about Nicole.
My oldest son, Caleb, just moved down to Arizona. He graduated from college. He just moved to Arizona this week. But sometime earlier last year, Caleb was helping Nicole with her book. And Nicole was working on her Noah's Friends book. And in the middle of it, Caleb was helping her out. And finally, she just looked at him with her big brown eyes and she said, "Are you married?" Now, I'm not sure what Nicole was thinking, but that's what she asked him. All right. Okay, well, let's sing our creation song. We'll start out with creation. God created everything. All right. You ready, guys?
The Bible for a clear account of exactly how the world came about. God made everything in just 6 days. Read Genesis 1 and be amazed.
Day 1.
He made the heavens and the earth and light.
Day 2.
God divided the sea and sky.
Day 3.
He made the earth to bloom.
Day 4.
He made the sun, the stars and moon. God made the fish and birds by the power of his mighty word. He finished up his plan with animals and finally man. The seventh day God rested from all that he had made. Creation week was now complete. It was a holy day.
Read
the Bible for a clear account of exactly how the world came about. God made everything in just 6 days. Read Genesis 1 and be amazed. God made Day 1. Day 2. Day 3. Day 4. Day 5. Day 6. The seventh day God rested from all that he had made. Creation week was now complete. It was a holy day. Read the Bible for a clear account of exactly how the world came about. God made everything in just 6 days. Read Genesis 1 and be amazed. God made everything in just 6 days. Read Genesis 1 and be amazed.
All right. Stay up here. And then our next song has to do with even more important, and that is the second creation. In other words, the new creation, and that is being born again. And that is, oh, it's not? I'm out of order here. Okay, so we've got this wrong. Okay, so it is the soldiers. All right, sorry. So I'll talk about that later. Soldiers and the armor of God.
The battle is on, the warriors of evil are coming our way. Prepare for the arrows of forces unseen, for this is the day. be strong in the Lord. Stand in His strength alone. Though the battle is coming, our God sits on the throne. Stand up, stand strong. From victory to victory, our God shall lead us on. Stand firm, lift up the cross. The armor God has given us protects from any loss. Put on the whole armor of God. Follow the banner of the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So put on your belt, your shoes, and your breastplate, and you will succeed. Now pick up your shield, your helmet, and sword. They're all that you need. Be strong in the Lord. Stand in His strength alone. Know the battle is coming. Our God sits on the throne. Stand up, stand strong, from victory to victory, our God shall lead us on. Stand firm, lift up the cross, the armor God has given us protects from any loss. Put on the whole armor of God, follow the banner of the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. The armor of God.
Here's another of our soldier songs.
Always tell the truth in everything you say. God will give you courage when you stop and pray. Live a life that's honest in the Savior's sight. Be a faithful Christian, stand for truth and right. Oh, buckle up your belt and wear it every day. Wrap the truth around you, drive the lies away. When you don't know what to do, you'll find it is enough. Wear the belt of truth, oh Christian, buckle up. Christian, buckle up. Only deal in truth in everything you start. Turn away from lying with a lion's heart. Straighter than an arrow, stronger than a bear. Turn away from evil, toss the devil's snare. Oh, buckle up your belt and wear it every day. Wrap the truth around you, drive the lies away. When you don't know what to do, you'll find it is enough. Wear the belt of truth, oh Christian, buckle up. Christian, buckle up.
Sit down yet, guys. And so the belt of truth is so important. And I'll tell you what, in this world today, I used to be a kid, so I know what I'm talking about. In this world today, what we need more than anything is just truth. And there's not a lot of it. And truth is something that keeps us squared away, keeps us anchored. And this next song is about the same thing. It's about the Bible, the sharpest blade. All right, you ready, guys?
To Revelation, the Word of God is a sure foundation. It can separate the truth from a lie. So train your brain, buckle down and memorize. The Word of God is the sharpest blade, better than what any man has ever made. When the battle rages, I can overcome with the Word of God on the tip of my tongue. Got the Word of God on the tip of my tongue. Oh, 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 oh. There is a verse for every season. Always be ready to give a reason. Plant it in your heart and put it in your brain. Pick a verse, learn the words, that's the only way to train. The Word of God is the sharpest blade, better than what any man has ever made. When the battle rages, I can overcome with the Word of God on the tip of my tongue. Got the Word of God on the tip of my tongue. 2, 4, 6, 8.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Everybody concentrate.
Everybody concentrate.
3, 6, 9, 12.
3, 6, 9, 12.
Train your brain. Prepare yourself.
Train your brain. Prepare yourself.
On guard. The Word of God is the sharpest blade, better than what any man has ever made. When the battle rages, I can overcome with the Word of God on the tip of my tongue. Got the Word of God on the tip of my tongue.
Amen. I started to say this earlier, but we're going to sing this, the new creation song, which is salvation, being born again. And that's what this song's about. So let's listen to the words as we sing this song.
You feel so very guilty for the bad things you have done. You try to do the right thing, but you often do the wrong. Remember, Jesus died for you to take away your sin. He rose again, and He'll raise you up with Him. Admit, believe, and forever receive. Admit, believe, and forever receive. Admit you are a sinner, believe on Jesus Christ, receive Him as your Savior, and you'll have eternal life. Admit, believe, and forever receive. You want to know the love of Jesus deep down in your heart. You want to get to know Him, but you don't know where to start. You'd like to live forever through the promise that He gave. You wonder, what must I do to be saved? Admit, believe, and forever receive. Admit, believe, and forever receive.
Admit you are a sinner. Believe on Jesus Christ. Receive Him as your Savior and you'll have eternal life. Admit, believe, and forever receive.
All right, amen. Now you may be seated. Thank you, guys. You may have a seat. Good job. All right. Well, I've got some awards I need to give out tonight. And I think we got some people here that want to get them. And so let's go ahead and get started tonight. And let me give out some awards. First of all, I'm going to start right here at the top of my row here. And I'm going to give out my bronze medals to the Noah's Friends. And I have Miss Rose. Miss Rosie, come on up here. I've got a medal for you. She came all year, almost all the time, and she's got her medal for her book done. Good job, Miss Rose. And then I also have Miss Haley. Miss Haley, come on up here. I've got a medal for you, too. First year, also with Noah's Friends. Good job, Miss Haley. I guess I should say, that was Rose Perez, and Haley placed it. And now we have Bailey Poppleton. Bailey Poppleton. Good job, Miss Bailey. Bailey, if you see your brother Caleb, you let him know that I missed him this year. Oh, hi, Caleb. I knew he was back there. All right. And then I have, in the second tier of Noah's Friends, I have Miss Madison Selhoun. Come on up here. Good job, Miss Madison. Finished your second one. And then I also have Miss Nicole Selwyn as well. She got her book done. Good job, Miss Nicole. Good job. Nicole, are you married? Nicole, come on. Lily Perez. Lily. Good job, Lily. All right, that's our Noah's Friends. Then I have Anchor Clubbers. I have the Helmsman. That would be the first book in the first tier of Anchor Club. And so I have Miss Araya Bennett. Don't smile. This girl, I tell you. All right, and then I have Miss Jada Bennett. First book, Anchor Club. Good job, Miss Jada. All right. All right, and then I have Mr. Luke Bryans. Mr. Luke. Good job, Mr. Luke. And I also have Mr. Eli O'Connor, helmsman. Good job. Good job. All right. Then I have Harmony Playstead. She's got her helmsman as well. Miss Harmony. Ooh, good job. Good job. Look at all these girls with their hair bows tonight. That's a blessing. All right. And then Mr. Wesley Smedrud. A lot of first-timers this year. And Wesley's one of those. Good job, Mr. Wesley. Good job. And then last, I have Mr. Philip Williams. Mr. Phillip. All right. Good job, Mr. Phillip. All right. Good job. And we had some others that they didn't finish their book. Maybe they didn't come enough during the year, and so they missed too many days, and so they didn't finish. But we did have a lot of finishers this year, and we had one trophy winner. That means that they finished their fourth book. But he's not here tonight. Case and Adam went out of town this week. He's out of town. He had to go see his sister down in Cheyenne. So he messaged us yesterday and said he's not going to be here. And so this is Cason's. Let's all clap for Cason. And he finished book four. All right. And then also, I've got some other prizes I need to give out tonight. I want to recognize some people over here that were pretty good attenders. You know, it's pretty tough to go to Anchor Club every Wednesday night during the school year, especially when they don't even have school during the school year. This has been a crazy year. But we had some that still missed like only one or two, and we had a couple that were perfect, all right? So we have
First of all, we have missing two, only missing two Wednesdays the entire year. They're going to get a Dairy Queen $5 gift card. And that would be Miss Haley Playstead. Haley, can you and I go together? Can we go on a date at Dairy Queen? Would that be okay? And then Harmony Playstead. She got one, too. Only two. And then I would glad to go with you in case you need to ride Dairy Queen. All right. And then Luke also. Only two Wednesdays. All right. Then we had two people that only missed one Wednesday all year. Only one. And that would be Miss No Smiley Face, Araya. Come on up here, Araya. The most amazing. She gets a Dairy Queen card and an Airhead. Nothing personal, but she gets an Airhead as well. And then Miss Jada, her sister, a Dairy Queen card and an Airhead. You're welcome. All right. Now, these last two, they were perfect. I mean, we're talking COVID-19 perfect attendance, all right? That's amazing. And, in fact, those two sisters only missed one Wednesday because the teacher said, you got to stay in practice, and so they missed. Otherwise, they would have perfect attendance. But we have Mr. Philip Williams. He's going to get a Dairy Queen card and a Subway card. You need a ride? I'll take it. You can have them both. You want both? You don't want? I get this one?
No.
Philip, you get both of them. Come on up. You get this one too. Come on. Yeah, you get both of them. He can't believe it. You get lunch and dessert. He was going to share with Pastor, but I'm just kidding. And then we have another $7 Subway, $5 Dairy Queen to Mr. Eli. Mr. Eli, good job. I'll tell you what. It really is impressive. It really is impressive for these guys to come all the time or even just miss one. I mean, think about sickness and whatever going on and schedules. I don't even know if Pastor Matt had perfect attendance, but these guys, they were awesome. Good job, guys. Way to go. And then I was going to give a wonderful prize for the artwork, but I can't figure out who did that. So I just won't be able to do that tonight. But anyhow, over here, I've got some shirts to give away. And so I've got this green shirt, this beautiful, handsome green shirt that I want to give to Mr. Luke tonight. All right, Mr. Luke, come on up here. You get a green shirt. Good job. All right. And then I have, let's see here, I have a bonnet purple, new color this year. Goes to Miss No Smiley. Come on up here, Raya. The more I give her a hard time, the deeper the frown gets. All right. And then I also have Miss Haley Playstead gets this red one here, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Miss Haley, come on up here. Good job. And then I have this one here goes to Miss Madison Selwyn. Miss Madison. Good job. All right. And last but not least, I have this handsome shirt for Mr. Wesley. That's right. Mr. Wesley. Good job. All right. Very good. And then I have a few left. I have something up here. Every month I would pick a clubber of the month. How many of you got one of these CDs this year? All right. Several of you did. All right. You got a CD. And so I'm going to pick one tonight. This person didn't get one of these CDs all year, but they were deserving. In fact, they had almost perfect attendance, and that is Luke. So Luke, come on up here and grab one of these CDs for me, and you just take your time. And then I want to recognize also all of our adults that were helpers for for Anchor Club this year. So if the adults can stand, we have a lot of adult helpers, and that really makes it work. So adults, please stand. If you help with Anchor Club, and the teenagers, if you help with Anchor Club, want to recognize these people. They really are behind-the-scenes helpers and appreciate you guys doing that. So thank you so much, and give everyone a hand. And I I really should do this for all of them, but I picked four tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, first of all, if Jeff Pryor would come on up. He was our cook most all year, and he got here early and made sure that food was prepared. Was it good food?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some good food. And so, Jeff, if you'll pick out one of these mugs,
thank you.
Anchor Club mug, and thank you, Jeff,
for
helping with Anchor Club and the food. This is the first year that we've ever done food, and it was a blessing to have a dinner and right after school and to have that dinner prepared. And Jeff, you know, he has a business, but he took time off to cook and everything, so that was a blessing for him to do that. And then also, another behind-the-scenes guy was Kevin Bruner. Kevin Bruner, he came and drove the van. So Kevin, please pick out one of those. Now, Kevin retired from the coal mines in September, and then he went to work driving the church van. So I appreciate Kevin driving the church van. Appreciate him doing that. And then we had his wife, Sharita. She was doing all the books and the Anchor Club and scheduling and stuff behind the scenes. She was kind of master control back there. So, Sharita, if you'll pick one of these cups for us, I appreciate you this year coming and helping with that. And then last but not least, we have Anchor Club, which is the blue sashes, and then we have Noah's Friends, which are the red vests, okay? And the red-vested people, all right, those are the little people. They don't speak English yet, and obedience, that's not just part of their thing. And so I don't even see her in here because she's probably out there, but Tracy Williams needs to come in here and get recognized, all right? So go find her, drag her in here. But Tracy took the Noah's Friends and made sure that was her responsibility, all right? See, she's in the nursery. Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Right. So she speaks their language, and so it works out good. But thank you, Tracy. Appreciate your help. Thanks. No, all joking aside, it doesn't happen without somebody willing to go in there into the Noah's Friends. And we have a good group of Noah's Friends in here. I remember a few years ago we had a Noah's Friend that chewed the doorknob the door stopper off of the wall. And I said, yeah, I'm not doing Noah's Friends. I'll just stay in Anchor Club. So, but no, thank you to all of our helpers. And Mom and Dad, thank you for letting them come. Now, I want to read you something from the Bible before we go out and have some brownies and some coffee and Kool-Aid and punch. So let me show you something from the Bible first. So I need all the young people to sit still for just a little bit longer. All right. And sit quietly and let me talk for just a little bit. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, it says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Bible tells us, and this is why we call it Anchor Club, the Bible tells us that Jesus is our hope and that he is our anchor. And the thing about an anchor, if you know anything about boats and anchors, I mean, you've got to have an anchor. You don't think about an anchor when you go out at first. But all of a sudden, there's a storm. And all of a sudden, the current's strong or whatever. And you're thinking, what happened? I forgot my anchor. You know what? Life is just like that. And we have a song in our hymnal. In times like these, you need an anchor. Hey, guess what? How many of you thought 2020 would be like it has been? In times like these, you need an anchor. And Jesus, he's our hope. He's the anchor of our soul. And he's what keeps us sure and steadfast. And the Bible tells us and likens him to an anchor. Now, one thing about an anchor is that this particular anchor, Jesus, he's God and he's human. He's the God-man. He's the priest, our high priest. Now, I know there's a religion out there or two that teaches that there are human priests, but the Bible says that Jesus is our priest. In chapter number 4 and verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You know what I love about Jesus being our high priest? He's not like all the other high priests. He's not like all the other priests that are human who have infirmities and they are sinners. You know what's pretty lousy is when you read in your newspaper about your priest that you went and confessed your sins to Saturday night, you find out that he's been doing things even worse than what you confessed to him. Do you think that happens in America and all around the world? It does, doesn't it? Why? Because they're trusting in a human priest who's going to fail them. But Jesus is not just human. He's God, and he's perfect without sin. And so because of that, it says, let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If it wasn't for Jesus, I couldn't talk to God. I have no access to God if it wasn't for Jesus. Jesus is the only way that we have access to God. We need him to be our high priest. We need him to be the one that goes for us. And so we have an anchor in Christ who is able to anchor us to God. Now, how do you get an anchor? You have to be tied to it. It's no good if your anchor is not tied to the boat. And so if there's no anchor tied to the boat, you're in trouble. So the anchor has to be tied. Now, how do you get tied to Jesus Christ? I don't care what anybody else will tell you. The Bible says that it's by faith and trust in him. It's not by going to Mass or even going to church. That by itself won't do it. It's not by good works. It's not by being good. It's by trusting Christ and Christ alone. We had baptisms last Sunday. We're going to have more baptisms probably this Sunday, the next Sunday. But you know what? It's not by being baptized. That's not how you get tied to Jesus. The only way to get tied to Jesus is believing and trusting in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And that is by faith. And the Bible tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In order for you to have a priest, he's got to be someone that can hear you. Is Jesus dead or alive right now? But he died on a cross. But he's alive right now. What that means is that he can still hear us. He can hear my prayer. I can talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the reason why I have hope is I know that he is able to hear what I'm praying. And he's not going to die again. He's someone who did die, but he came back to life. Now, that gives me hope that I can die and have hope because my Savior died and came back to life, and I have hope in him. And so Jesus is my high priest. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what? These young people were singing here tonight, and they were singing, admit, believe, and forever receive. And you know what? Some of these young people sitting in here tonight were influenced and were able to influence their parents. And we have a parent in here that got saved just about a week ago because of the influence of their youth that are in here tonight. That's a blessing. Listen, that's what it's all about. It's about people coming to the Lord and recognizing Jesus does me no good if I'm not tied to him. If I'm not anchored to Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter how good Jesus is. I'm in trouble. And if you don't have Jesus as your anchor, you're in trouble. So how do we manage this, or how do we use it? Well, we recognize that we're sinners. The Bible says all of sin comes short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. And that death is hell in the lake of fire, the eternal death. You know why we're in such a mess right now? And how many of you know we're in a mess right now? You know why we're in a mess right now? Because everybody's scared to die. Everybody's scared of death. Can I tell you something? I'm not scared to die. I'm not planning on it anytime soon, but I'm not scared to die, Harmony, because Jesus is my Savior. I've come close to dying, or I thought I was coming close to dying many times. And the reason why, Madison, is because I have an allergy to certain things and I carry an EpiPen. Last time I had to use that EpiPen, I ate something I wasn't supposed to eat, and my wife rushed me to the hospital in the emergency room. Dr. Joy came in, and they threw me on the stretcher, and I was out cold, and I was turning purple. And my EpiPen fell out of my pocket and landed on the floor. And Dr. Joy said, oh, I guess he's supposed to use this. My wife was just, she was so nervous, she forgot to tell them that I need that thing. And so they stuck it in me, and here I am. That's probably the 12th time I've had that EpiPen have to do that. It's just my life. But you know what? It's been so many times that I've woken up saying, I'm not afraid. I mean, I know this could happen. I don't want it to happen right now because I got a family, I got responsibilities. But I don't want
you to think that I don't know where I'll go if I die. I'm going to go to heaven. You know why? Because of Jesus. He's my anchor. He's the anchor of my soul. I have that assurance, and I'm not afraid. You know what? You and I need that. Everybody needs that. So how often do you need your anchor? I talk about my EpiPen. I carry that thing everywhere because I'm supposed to have it, right? But you know what? Jesus is with me continually. There's times when I don't have my EpiPen. There's times I forget it. There's times it falls out of my pocket and I don't know it, and I find out later that it's not with me. But you know, Jesus Christ is always with me. Ever since I've trusted him, he's always there. You can't have an anchor sitting in your garage. It's got to be in the boat. When you're in the water in the boat, the anchor's got to be with you. And you know what? In life, that's the way it is. In life, you've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't have him, you're in trouble. Now, let me just quickly say this and we'll be done tonight. You need an anchor when days are bad. And folks, this country used to behave better. Americans used to behave better because more Americans used to have Jesus. But fewer and fewer Americans have Jesus today. And so this country doesn't behave like it used to. And so in days of adversity, you see people that don't act like they have an anchor. And there are people who are losing their minds. There are people who are committing suicide. There are people who are losing their jobs and they're frustrated. Listen, I don't want to lose my job. I know you don't want to lose your job. But you know what? If I lose my job, I still won't lose my anchor. I still won't lose my Savior. He's everything to me. And so because he's everything, and get this, I know that he knew about something called COVID. I never heard of that before. I know that he knew something called coronavirus. I never heard of that before. I know that he knew all about it way before anybody else ever heard about it. And I can trust him. And so in days of adversity, I'm not going to lose it. I don't have to lose it. I can trust him. Even if I lose everything I own, I can still trust him. He's my anchor. Not only that, though, we need him in the day of death. We are all going to die someday. And you know what's interesting? People who die with Jesus, there's a different way of dying. As a matter of fact, we've had several funerals here, and I don't like them. But whenever we have a funeral, I'm crying tears of joy and love. Because I love that person, and I know I'm going to see them again. That if they're saved, I know that they had an anchor in Christ, and I'll see them again. And there's no tears of agony. But I'll tell you, I've been to some funerals where I sat in the back row, and I watched the family in absolute grief and agony because there was no Jesus, and there was no hope. And that's not what it should be. You should have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need him for living today. You need him for living today. If you had Christ as your Savior, you wouldn't have to do all the stuff you do. You wouldn't have to go to the bar. You wouldn't have to go get some drugs. You wouldn't have to go find a new partner to think that's going to make it better. If you had the Lord Jesus Christ, you wouldn't continually search for something to satisfy. You need him for living. You're really going to need him for dying. And you're going to need him on the day of judgment. Because after death, Hebrews says, there's a judgment. And if you don't have Christ, you're in big trouble. That's why it's called Anchor Club. Because we need an anchor. We need someone to be the anchor of our soul. It said there in verse 20, he's the forerunner. What they did, and I'll quickly say this story, we'll be done. I'll tell you this story real quick. They'd have a ship in Mediterranean harbor, and then the tide would go out. And so the tide goes out, the water's low. They couldn't get that ship all the way into the harbor. So they'd have a little rowboat or a little boat off the ship. And they'd put one of the guys in the boat, and they'd put the anchor in the boat with him. And he would row into the shore in that shallow water. And what he would do is he would go ahead and anchor the boat in the harbor. So when the tide rose, the ship was already anchored in the harbor. That's kind of how it is for us. See, I'm still here. The tide's low. I'm not in the harbor yet. The harbor is heaven.
But my forerunner has already dropped the anchor in the harbor for me. I'm already anchored in heaven. I'm already good to go. And once the tide rises, I'm just going to surge right in. You know, it's all good. It's all good. And that's why it's called Anchor Club. Jesus is the anchor of our soul. And there is a peace and a joy. There's some young people here tonight that got saved this year, got saved just in the last few weeks. There's a peace and a joy and a satisfaction of knowing that Jesus Christ is our anchor. And whether your child got an award tonight, or whether this or that happened, whether you lost your job or not, what you need more than anything is the Lord Jesus Christ as the anchor of your soul. Do you have him? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Because if you don't know that blessed assurance, if you're not sure about that, that's the most important thing. And you need to make sure of that tonight. You need to talk to someone about that. Ask me, ask my wife, ask someone to show you from the Bible how to be saved. We'd love to share with you how you can go to heaven when you die. I just shared it tonight. Well, we're done. We're going to close in prayer. And then we're going to be dismissed and we're going to enjoy some goodies. I saw some brownies and some cookies and some punch, coffee. And if you don't smile, you don't get any. I guess I really don't want any. All right, well, let's pray.